Dear Ajahn, what if a short breath never comes? Am I stuck on the long breath, or can I create a short breath and move on? Are the steps to Anapanasati sequential, and do I observe them, cultivate them, or both? Okay. Now you're stuck with living the rest of your existence with never having a short breath. I mean, one is short and long are kind of, relative anyway. But it's just sort of paying attention to the different modulations of the breath, the different appearances of the breath. And so the Buddha's just covering the bases. It isn't necessary for the development of mindfulness and breathing for it to be sequential and linear. If the long breath is more what you're experiencing, then that's what you use as the basis of that, developing that quality of knowing. That's I was talking about that this morning, using that the verb that's used. Oh, this is to be known. And then once that's, you've got a good enough foundation or basis of continuity of knowing, starting to become clear, starting to be comfortable, and that's when you start experimenting and training with the other steps. And it can be completely out of sequence. It's sort of whatever interests one or is useful, is beneficial, helpful in the practice. So, also, it's I know for myself. Thought of that as well. Of the, what is the short breath? Because it seems that, especially when you start with the paying attention to the breath as a meditation object, as you start, the breath tends to be kind of long. You're relaxing, so that there's the breath is breathing in. It's kind of long, but. And this is just my opinion. I have no idea what the scriptures say or other teachers, but that once the mind starts to become quite peaceful, then the body relaxes. There's a real ease. Start to settle in, and when the actual whatever is the normal breath rate, what's the normal respiration rate for a human body? 12 to 20?
8, 12, 16
per minute. That can slow down quite a lot, and oftentimes it's just quite short. You know, the body doesn't need so much oxygen, I guess. It just doesn't need it. There's a fullness of the body already. So I think that's my sort of take on the short breath, is that it starts to manifest after the there's a peacefulness starts to settle in both physically and mentally.